I can't actually pronounce what TNT stands for.
I don't think it would be suitable either.
No,
it won't be suitable. But shout out from him, and just to make it clear, I'm the main cook and not you.
Impressive.
Also, shout out to Fire Rain, although don't PM me.
Just to...
Just don't. Shout out to Cheese and Player for being the sexiest F-word alive.
Going back to the game, they have now readied up. Now, hopefully all of EMG are here, so you might see EMG adapt a little bit to Looper's wrath, as it were. Two scouts on the left-hand side for EMG. Two scouts versus two here. Ari taking down YZ straight away in two shots. However, Ari going down as well. You can see Leon going aggressive on the medic. Have they seen him? Have they ever seen him? What is he doing? Oh, lucky, lucky play. That scout, that medic should be going down for EMG. He is now down. Fisher needs to be taken down here, otherwise he's going to cause havoc for... he's been taken down. Well played to EMG there. That was very, very fortunate for EMG that the medic didn't go down quicker. Or either that or Leon should have done better. One of the two, really.
So the EMG scouts there rescued that because the EMG soldiers didn't even manage to get up onto the crates. They had no height advantage and FB soldiers came falling down. And it was but for the deathmatching skills of Raph and with some help from YZ50 that you don't see on the scoreboard, but he was definitely there. Yeah, that saved that middle for them.
Indeed, indeed. It was the scouts, to be honest.
Leon was going for the air shot there on the soldier going for his medic, but it's
so
not
it's going
the same... It's not
going for glory. So he was going for glory, was he? Then sort of.
He was going for glory, but it's high ping, and I think he should have saved it.
I agree. However, FB, as you can see, are putting pressure here on EMG. They're going to have to drop back. That's one down for Fat Brigade, a scout. Fishu's all on his own on the left here. He's been taken on here, but however, he has got support from one of the soldiers. It might be Leon. Is it Leon? It is, in fact, Leon in the garage with Fishu. You see EMG here trying to make a push. Oh, they've Ubered early. You see EMG Ubering early. They need to make that medic Uber. They have now. That's a good 3-4 seconds, though. Advantage. Demo. Be really surprising here. Ah, oh, Fakabri are not taking advantage of that Uber advantage, as it were.
Benny did some nice
That's medic down and soldier down for Fakabri Brigade. However, Fakabri are coming back here with the fight. That's three down for Fakabri Brigade. Could be EMGs, really, if they secure it correctly. Oh, no, I haven't seen it. Oh, they have seen it. That's five down. Five down for... EMG should be pushing here. EMG should be pushing. Just one demo. I say just one demo. There's three of EMG. Ah, he's got this. What is Looper doing? Did he not realise? Was he trying to... I believe he's trying to get the ninja kill, as it were, on the right side, but it's not working.
I think FB got completely caught off guard there by... EMG's unusual move at Ubering in and sending that soldier to their belt, and they
indeed.
Just couldn't answer it.
Still see YZ to shine here on 0 points, and Looper, believe it or not, surprisingly. Let's hope this can recorrected, as it were. Or corrected, sorry, recorrected. Not even a word.
Yeah,
see
Raph, from the right-hand
Raph
side.
Taking down Fishu, Looper taking down one of the scouts for EMG. You can see one of the soldiers in absolute chaos for EMG. Who is it? It's Mackie. He's going to have to run away with his equalizer. That's two down, though, for EMG. Three apiece. It's three versus three. Is that Critskrieg? No, it's not. It's not. It's Uber. That's four down for Fracker Brigade. You should see Fracker Brigade push, drop back here because there's three of EMG alive here. Obviously, quantity of three versus two. There's no point for... Leon pushing in there. I'm sure X-Fane will be yelling at him to drop back, and rightly so.
Yeah, I'd like to point out X-Fane there had a very good move on middle, where he had very good overview, looking at his medic, seeing if everything is safe, going aggressive. And I think he expected the rest of his team to follow him up when he went aggressive, and it just didn't happen. If they did, I think FB would have taken it.
Interested to hear actually sort of the analysis of their strats there. Maybe Leon or Looper should have gone aggressive. I don't know. I wasn't watching it, to be honest, in terms of X-Fane. Should see the Uber at the same time here. Actually, no. In fact, we'd have a slight advantage. It won't be by much, though. However, the soldier needs to get out. That's Looper down, though. A medic and a soldier down. Four EMG. Three down for EMG. Two down for Fat Brigade. Three down for Fat Brigade. You should see Fat Brigade not push here. Four down for Fat Brigade. If EMG might be able to get something here, if they play it right, They've got to play this right, though. They've got to have every other class coming out from a different exit so that the soldier cannot cover all exits. As you can see, that's one scout. The demo not pushing, though. Oh, that's disappointing. Being a bit cautious, really. Could have taken on the medic there, at least, and the soldier.
FB really, really, really need to take advantage of EMG slow pushing. They literally got into the ramp room and then the garage area and were there for about 20, 30 seconds just checking out for stickies. In that time, they were completely vulnerable to spam, and FB should really be putting them under a lot more pressure, forcing them to make mistakes. As it is, they're just letting EMG play their own game.
Just
well.
So yes, Torun.
I'm just surprised FB aren't using their Uber advantage there.
They indeed, that's what I was about to...
almost 40% there.
Exactly, I was about to call that. Exactly, but now they've got it. 6th versus 6. FB going aggressive, they've Ubered. Not much of an advantage, not much of an advantage. And is that Merlin? That is Merlin, really weak. That is Merlin, really weak. He cannot stay there. Benny is weak, though. You see, Scout taking on Ari and Leon. Really weak soldier there. Oh, not being taken down. However, that's Fishy down 4 Fire Brigade. Soldier managed to run away then. 4 EMG. That's 2 down 4 EMG. 3 down 4 EMG. Should see that scout, Raph, EMG Raph, drop back here. No, he's not content with that. He's going to try... No, he's dropping back now, as you can see. Why? The medic did the medic die?
Medic
did die for EMG.
They have a full Uber advantage, pretty much, because moves only just started healing. So FBI...
Here you see a soldier... Here you see X-Vane trying to take on EMG here. Getting the health back. Leon taking on the other soldier. Nope. Smart play from Leon. As you can see, now he's got the height advantage. And he's taking down an Oriti. Well played to Benny. He's just taking down X-Vane and helped with the kill of... taking down Lupa and helped with the kill of X-Vane. However, Frack Brigade is still going to cap this somehow with 4 down, though.
Yeah, Merlin had to Uber.
This should be EMGs, though, really. They need to cap this. What are they doing? Hurry up. Hurry up, hurry up.
EMG doing a really, really nice job there of just falling out of the point. Then when FB are all sitting on it, they swoop in, do a load of damage. FB forced to Uber and didn't really do anything with it. And then EMG just pick up the kills. Raph is having the game of his life. He's currently on 9 frags, just behind Inori T, who's leading on 10, so...
You can see EMG have the major Uber advantage here of about 75%. Has he seen the ninja stickies? There are some ninja stickies somewhere. On the left, you see them. I don't think they've seen them. Demoman's still looking. He's burning them. They won't be counting towards anything now. EMG need to push here. Demo going down. 4 Fire Brigade. This is not good news. Now you should see EMG push here. Push Fire Brigade all the way back in the scouts cap. The scouts need to cap this. Where are the scouts? Scouts, where are you? There you go. There you go. You see EMG still pushing because obviously 3 down, 4 Fire Brigade. This should be a chain cap.
Oh, server gone down.
Server gone down?
Steam servers, I think, have just gone down.
I think it's a pause.
It's a pause?
Yeah. That means EMC won that round, not surprisingly. It's a shame FB, when they pushed there on the middle, I think their medic did a big mistake in not Ubering early. They lost 3 people before Ubering. They had a massive advantage.
Yeah, that was that definitely cost them, to be honest. We just saw some movement there. No.
FB need to be far more clinical in their killing and their pushes. At the moment, they're just losing people all over the shop because soldiers jump away and Merlin can't heal them, and EMG are just exploiting that. So,
here we go. We're still back in here. 3 down, still 4 Fire Brigade. Merlin should be going down. EMG need to get on the point. EMG need to get on that... Oh, what are they doing? Still going for that medic. Still going for that medic. And he's down eventually. However, after what? 4 of EMG going down just to kill a medic. Unimpressive. They should have just got on the capture point. That's 6 down for EMG.
Benny and the 2 soldiers have spawned, though, so it's going to be hard for FB to cap that.
Oh, Benny shining there. 5 down for Fire Brigade. Dear Lord, that's just a demo alive here. This should be EMGs. Really? This should be EMGs now. Demo going down. Yeah, there you go. And Merlin. That's 2-0.
Rookie mistake there from FB, all just sat on the point.
Well, I don't know about that, but that was a really, really... I mean, that just, you know, sort of mentality in terms of playing CF2 there, when EMG had what? Frackerbait only had three players up. EMG had five players up. And they ended up just all trying to deathmatch the medic. Why? They've got to come to you if you start capturing, haven't they? So why not get on the capture point? What's the point in taking down the medic if you're all going to go down?
Raph's gone down.
Raph's gone down pretty quick. Yeah, pretty quick kill there. However, Fisher going down. Oh, well played to Benny here, taking down Mirrolin and Ari. That's four down for Frackgate.
What happened there was the EMG soldier. I'm trying to see who it is. It was
Inori T?
I think it was Inori T, yeah.
It was
indeed. Did a nice double rocket jump. Came behind Mirrolin and did all the damage, and Benny gets the credit for it, but it was all his work, so.
Benny really doing... Benny really shining, to be honest, on this map, as I thought he would, to be honest, because like I said, it's closed quarters. It's like a box. Much easier than it's on Badlands. Looper not shining.
Spy.
Good call, good call.
X-Fane timing out.
X-Fane timed out.
Possibly a reason then why...
Spy down for Frack Brigade as well. That's two down for Frack Brigade. This should be EMG. Scout should be capping, and they are. That's the correct play from EMG. Now, the soldier should be going for the medic, but he's going to be taken down really quickly due to the team play from Frack Brigade there. Well played. However, there's still two down for Frack Brigade. Five up for EMG. You should see them push here. Soldier should be jumping. Where is the down man? Ah, EMG chickening out there. Being too yellow, to be honest. That was too yellow. There was two down for Frack Brigade there. Five up for EMG.
They were getting weak, though, and Leon had a very good defensive air shot there, denying the other soldier, I think, from getting to his medic.
Oh, you can see the soldier going on Mirrolin and doing his... Oh, what a
very well
play to him. You see the... for those that didn't see it, if you watch Mackie from top there doing a rocket jump from the wall really quickly, makes it impossible for the soldiers to stop, really, unless they've noticed him. He's at the top. No one called it from Frackle Brigade, I believe. And obviously Mirrolin goes down in two shots because he gets two rockets in the face. So now EMG now have uber advantage.
They also wheeled out a heavy. Mackie switched to heavy.
Ah, you can see EMG with the heavy using Natasha. Right move. This should be, in theory, EMG's. If they kill one more, that's two down for Frack Brigade. Maybe three down. As you can see, the medic being clever and actually starting to cap because the soldier had to walk on it. And obviously, he goes down really easy. This is what I was trying to tell them about, really. If you walk on the point, they're going to have to come and stop it. That's who it is. That's who it is. That's how it is.
That's just the way it is.
Yes, Mr. Tortoise.
I'm a bit surprised on how poorly FB are doing it on middle right now. If you see Fisher, he tends to win his fights on the middle there. So they're taking out the scouts, but still.
Whoa. Oh, big kill there. In before the kill from Looper. Betty laughing.
No,
three
Looper's
down.
On his three.
Looper's on rage mode, as it were. That's four down for EMG.
The little man comes up trumps there, because that was massive.
I think you should be proud there, to be honest. Yeah. That's do we see a resurgent FB here? Because this
I
should
hope
be.
So.
I'm sure hope so, yeah.
This should be Frack Brigades. You should see a scout starting to cap. They've Ubered, though. That's Uber for Uber. However, two down for Frack Brigade. What are Frack Brigade doing?
They need to get out of
there. Poor play. One play to Inori T. Inori T. Inori T shining. Good call. That's six down.
Gosh.
Oh, my God.
I'm amazed. I'm wondering if they even tap, because there's been a lot of situations where they're three down, but they still keep pushing. I don't get it.
Exactly. I believe, to all those that are talking on Source TV, that is indeed rape. That was a six-man takeout, even though Frack Brigade had the Uber advantage. The three-man advantage.
Absolutely no way Inori T should have been able to kill both scouts, and I think it was a soldier.
Indeed.
It's just ridiculous. And then the EMG scouts came in and cleaned up. So it's very well played to them.
Very odd for Frack Brigade to do such a thing, really. You don't usually see them...
Fisher spy takes down medic. Nice move.
But they're three down. They are still three down. As you can see, the Mirrolin should be going down here. As you can see, he's gone down. One thing I've noticed, by far better than most soldiers I know in the EU, it's probably Darn and Appy, is that the soldiers in the US know how to rocket surf very, very well and strafe. So when they want to get like a certain kill, they can do it very well, like going off a wall, yeah. hitting another thing. They're very good at that, unlike the EU, to be honest. That's not just judging X-Fane or Leon, that's all EU soldiers, to be honest, I've seen.
I agree with you. They're very good at doing low jumps, very fast jumps, straight from the medic and getting two rockets straight on him.
No chance. Gives the team no chance, really. The only way they can stop it is by calling it, saying where he is.
If she's gone sniper, gets a headshot.
See the soldier going aggressive for Merlin. Really weak. Merlin going down. Oh, fail there by X-Fane. Not able to take down Mackey quick enough. Soldier able to shoot off three rockets and a shotgun. Merlin, I'm sure, will be raging hard.
I think X-Fane is the one raging right now.
I wonder at who. They need to get it together here, because they're going to lose this. Embarrassing.
Scout's
being Ubered. Clever play. Clever play by it. They need to kill, though. They've killed two. They need to kill one more. That's three down. This should be EMG's. One more, and it's theirs. One more, and it should be theirs. Medic under pressure. Medic down. Oh. Five down. This is going to be 4-0 to EMG.
Having the game of his life there, picking up three frags and taking out Miralyn there when there was a soldier and a demo man to protect him from FB. That's just plain poor.
I did tell you that the scout and the demo man would shine more on this than it would on Badlands, and obviously, as you can see, why it is really.
I think I just didn't want to believe you.
I wonder why.
I agree with you, but I'm very. If you look at the points, they tell the story. FB's heavies are just taken out of the game.
Problem is, FB do win the middle sometimes, but you know, they're a master of their own floor. Ah, oh, nice shot by X-Fane there. If anyone wants to watch that, that was a nice air shot, cratering the soldier. However, the scout and the soldier taking down Ari and Fishu. That's 2v2. Medic scout versus demo. And medic.
You'd have to say the balance is with Raph here because, well, he's choosing to fall back, but considering
I believe
how
it's,
well he's playing.
I believe the factor was the fact that EMG didn't have Uber and Miralyn did, so he was ready to use it just in case. So, smart play by EMG, to be honest.
I disagree with you there, but I think they should have gone in with Scout. I think he would have taken down the demo there with the high ping.
He might have, but the problem is, if he didn't, the risk was higher, I think. That's why the only reason that he didn't. They're already 4-0 up. That's probably why he was thinking. Especially with the lag difference, I'd agree with you, to be honest. The scout would win against the demo man. But just in case he did take him out.
I mean, at least what he could have done is send the scout in and try and force the Uber and the medic run back.
Well, I don't think Raph was actually on middle, like, because he wasn't from the original attack. He spawned, and he wasn't actually on middle yet, so...
FB shouldn't be pushing here. They lost X-Fane and Looper, and they carried on falling in. It's waste. They've had to fall straight out, and now they've given momentum to EMG.
Indeed. See, Raph taking on the scout. Well played.
Move,
that's three down for Raph Brigade. Demoralised. I think Raph Brigade look like they've been demoralised at the moment, just from too many mistakes. EMG look like they're cruising.
They've definitely got the momentum.
On an American surfboard.
Oh gosh.
One thing one could remember is or keep in mind is that the Americans they're playing. It's very early over there.
Of course.
West Coast is going to be around noon or something.
It is. That's exactly what time they started the mall. You know, 9:15. That's when they started. Yeah. Spoke to Inori T just before actually the match, and he said he'd just woken up. So, you know, we do appreciate them waking up early, as it were, from their weekend. Really.
I'm also wondering if they have a problem getting sun on the screen. That's a problem for me sometimes.
Yeah. No, I agree. Even
and
with
shot
the blind.
Time.
Benny hasn't seen the soldier on the left and the scout. He's under some pressure here. He's still under some pressure, being taken down by Ari. That's three
well
down, four EMG, six up, four Fracker Brigade. You should see Fracker Brigade push here. Four down, four EMG.
Crucially, the EMG scouts are down as well, which is huge for FB. They really, really, really need to target those scouts. Perhaps send Looper, Leon, in and help.
Here you see two of... Is there anyone in second spawn? No. For those that didn't notice, I went to go and check second spawn on blue side just to see if someone was going to ninja kill, but obviously not. FB have the slight Uber advantage here. Can EMG hold on to get their Uber in time? They're on 85%. That's one down though. It's two down for EMG. They can save this with the Uber. Here we go. You see EMG pushing. However, they are three down here. They need to kill. EMG are going to need to kill here. They have to kill. Otherwise, they're going to lose this point. That soldier should be going down here. As you can see, Fisher doing really well there, taking down. He's putting pressure on the medic here.
He needs to get some backup from his teammates.
Benny needs to get some kills here. He's under some pressure.
This is nice from FB.
Very nice bag.
Nice synchronization.
That's what we need to see from them.
More synchronization. That was much better from Falcon
Brigade.
Yeah, whole team, as you can see, regrouped, dropped back, they had Uber, they knew they were three down, they dropped back, then they went back in after the Uber ran out, and as you can see, caused chaos. Well played to Falcon Brigade.
Pretty much 8 minutes left then, by the time these guys get to middle. Do you reckon FB can do it?
Torren, do you reckon?
No, it...
At least make it respectable.
But I'm hoping it will. I'm hoping the game will pick up.
I'm hoping it'll be a close encounter like it was on a Badlands close one. You can see the medic's under some pressure here from the medic. Sorry, from the soldier, and he hasn't been taken down. He has now though. Three down now for Falcon Brigade. Five up for EMG. This should be EMGs really, even though they have the medic still. Falcon Brigade are gonna have to drop out here. And they have done rightly so. Or have they not? No, yes they have.
X-Wing did a very nice move there by he was going aggressive, but he spotted the jumping soldier on the left of his screen and turned around, killed him, and saved his medic.
Are we going down? Remember, Fakaway do have the Uber advantage, so EMG cannot push too far. They can obviously hold three, maybe some ninja stickies from Benny. Does anyone see where they are? Or is it just to hold a... He hasn't put any yet. You can see he's putting them on the right now. Mackie going down, FB have Ubered. Medic needs to stay alive here, that soldier should be going down. Nice shot by Leon then. Medic's still alive? Yes, Medic's still alive. Three down, four EMG.
That's very poor defensive play by EMG. They knew they were at disadvantage. They shouldn't have stayed so close.
I'd like it, to be honest. I would have liked it for Benny to put some ninja stickies. You know, I'm a big fan of putting lol stickies, as it were, ninja stickies. No, because they do change the game around. They do change the game around completely.
Interesting point here. Mackie is holding inside the spawn.
Good call.
As
you can see, I called that before, and obviously there was no one there this time, but there is now.
Watch Mackie go for the medic.
He's going to wait, though. He's going to wait for the Uber call. Oh, no, he's not. He's showing himself. Impatience is a virtue.
They've Ubered in, though. Mackie goes down, but Mirlin couldn't get away from Ubered in.
Still two down. However, this soldier should be going down. That's two down for EMG as well. EMG are going to have to focus together here. Stay alive. Where's Benny? Benny is outside. He should be going down here. Oh, well played to Benny there. Nice aim. Benny's under some pressure. He's still alive, though. Well played. Benny's saving EMG's butt there, I believe.
But EMG have just lost their medic. And Mirlin's just spawned and he's healing, so it'll be a small Uber advantage.
I don't think it will matter. I think FB... Actually, no, it might do, due to the fact that FB haven't got enough time. They're just going to push, so you might see them push here with the Uber advantage early.
There's time at least for two rounds here for them to win this one and get one more, so hopefully they could make it respectable and return the 4-3 scoreline, but it's going to need them to work on their teamwork a lot more. Soldiers need to stop dying around the park and scouts need to stay more disciplined.
You never know what happens in TF2, to be honest, Dave. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes, you can get three rounds, to be honest. You can even get four rounds on Granary. So anything's possible, but it's not likely. Three rounds, maybe, if they start doing something very fast. Dave, can you just quickly for me check the stats in terms of kills for me on EMG?
Yep, give me 1 second. Inori T's leading on 28, Raf on 25, Benny on 22, and YZ50 on 17. They're all top scoring. Then it comes to now Mackie's top as well. So five EMG players, all EMG players, top scoring. And then Ari with 13 and so on and so forth down from there. But
see, three down for Falcon Brigade. Falcon Brigade pushing with their push. Failing with their push. And EMG still have Uber advantage here. X-Plane does well to take down the scout. However, Merlin has gone down. X-Plane is weak. Should be going down. That's four down. Is Ari staying? Is Ari somewhere? Is Ari going to try and go for a backup?
He's...
Where is Ari?
In the red yard. No, he's on the left. He's not.
No backup there. This should be EMG's capture point. Should see all of them stay on this point. Obviously, the soldier maybe not just to hold the right side, but they all got nice spawn, except for X-Fane. EMG still have the uber advantage. EMG know they've won this now. I can't see a... Oh, just to cut myself off here, Leon in a ninja position here. You can see above the lamp on the in between the two exits. Looper should be going down here. Looper should be going down, and he's down. Has anyone seen Leon? Has anyone seen the Master Leon? The Master Leon, he's going for the medic. He's unable to get down the medic. Leon. That's four down, four frag brigade. This should be over now. Just to remind you, this is American gameplay rules, as it were. So 5-1 will mean the game is over.
First to five, yep.
First to five. Should see it. This match should be over now, any second. Four down, four frag brigade.
Looper can have something to do with it. He's sticking all over the point.
All it needs is someone to walk on the point. Looper, putting up a fight. That's 5-1. Well played to EMG, as you can see. Benny with the wahoo! joy, as it were. Well played to EMG, as I thought, and suspected, to be honest, and expected. I thought EMG would win this, just mainly due to the fact that the death matching power between the soldiers and the scouts overall was a bit stronger, to be honest, for Frack Brigade, because it's obviously, like I said, this map is a box. It's a lot harder to get away from splash damage, whereas Badlands obviously is more aerial, so obviously it's more headshots are required, more precise aiming, so obviously it wasn't as easy for Frack Brigade. So we are actually tied in between the two, EMG winning one, Frack Brigade winning another. So then, Dave, I'm afraid you can't have your little pride.
I can sort of, you know. Well, right.
No. I mean,
FB completely failed in that second map, I'm not going to lie.
If we put it over in rounds, EMG won, but obviously we don't do it like that.
Thankfully.
In terms of putting up more of a fight and convincing, I thought EMG were more convincing. Personally, that's how I saw it. I thought EMG put more of a fight on Badlands than in comparison to what FB did on Granary with EMG. I'd say 60 to 40 in terms of percentage. Like, EMG played better.
Dignitas Dan saying he was expecting that result. Now he wants to get in touch with the MG and show him how it's done. And Bash suggesting that there should be a Scandinavian versus East Coast game on the UK server. Just moving the whole thing to the East.
Indeed. Just before we go on to interviews, guys, before you leave us, I mean, don't leave us, because we are going to be interviewing some of EMG and Frackle Brigade. I need to get some calls off you here, Torden and Dave. Man of the map for you, Torden?
I think definitely the two soldiers on EMG won the match there.
Both of them
had some clutch kills. I couldn't separate one from the other.
Okay, fair enough. And Dave, you?
For me, it was Raph. Had the game of his life on Granary. Whenever you FB didn't want him there, he was there cleaning up, doing all sorts of damage and giving... He completely dominated Ari and Fishu. They didn't get a chance to do anything. So, yeah, for me, it was definitely Raf.
Right then, for me, I thought it was an Ori T. And overall, Torden, out of the whole match, who do you think shot... I'll ask you the question before I put my own opinion, really. Who do you think shot over the whole match, over the two maps?
I think maybe Fishu, I think he was one of the stronger players the first map, and he was the one that was doing the best for FB, even though his team was losing this game.
Okay, and Dave?
I think it's pretty hard because we did see such different games. Well, I mean, even though the scoreline was closer on Badlands, you would have to say that it would have been 4-2 if it wasn't for that spy cap. And I think maybe, I don't know. I think it's a tough one to call. Both players from both sides did very well.
This might help you, Dave.
I'm probably going to have to give it. Go for it. Yeah, sorry.
I was going to help you. I think Inori T had the best game personally. I think on Badlands he held himself really well, especially with his rocket surfing, and on Granary, he played the best out of all the players on the server for Granary.
I could probably go with that. I think from what I saw of him, he did hold himself very well. Got some nice kills on Miralyn just when FB didn't need it. So yeah, I'll go with Inori T.
Cool. So at least we're in agreement here. I believe I have Inori T on the server and Benny and Mackie. Oh right, thank you, Inori. So I'll put you into the main root channel, as it were, Dave and Torden. One moment. Right, Dave, can you hear me?
I can indeed.
Good news. Right, let me... can you see if you can get some of Fafra Brigade on here? Preferably X-Fane and...
Sure.
Fishu? Yep. Let me just see if I can find Inori T. Jeez, there's so many people on Mumble.
Hi, Gombe.
I've just been told by that Inori T is Tyrone backwards. So
Tyrone.
Can you guys hear me?
Hello, yeah. Mr. Hello. Tyrone.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, dude, just bear with us, just to see if we can get your other member. Is Benny? You said Benny was on here, didn't you?
Yeah, Benny and Mackie are both coming in right now.
Sweet. Benny's on there.
Mackie's on here, I got him.
I've got Benny. Right, that's cool. Right. Oh, no.
My bad.
That's Benny unmuted. Right.
What's up?
And Dave, you're getting some of Fafra Brigade, right?
I am indeed.
Sweet. Well, let's start with, first of all, congrats to EMG. First of all, thank you for playing, obviously, early time. We know you had to wake up early, especially on a weekend, because I like to have sleep in as well. Especially when I was speaking to you in RIT, just woken up as well. thank you for playing. The first map was very, very, Badlands, it was very, very close. We thought it was going to go to 4-all. What was your thoughts on it as a whole, really?
It's interesting, you know, playing the 30 minutes only, because, you know, generally we do play to 5, so they were burning the clock really well on us, I think. At one point, at 4-3, they won middle, so we felt we had to take it back because they could just sit on the clock with a minute left. So we got a few picks in and really... I don't know, like, try to turn it on and, you know, tie it back to 4-4, but we just ran out of gas. Like, Mackie was on last as spy, I think. We were trying to create a diversion, but I think that heavy wouldn't get off that point, so.
That's
pretty nuts.
I'm just, someone's been telling me that they can't hear Inori T or the other guys that we've unmuted, is that right?
They need to all drop down into the main channel.
Yeah, if they're in private channels, they need to join the main.
They aren't. They are in the main channel.
They need to turn their speakers on.
No, you can't hear them. Ari, we need Ari to
come. I'm here.
Can for some reason they can't hear the EMG in RIT and then people. I've unmuted them though.
Well, if you can hear them. I can hear them. So I can hear them.
Mm. Okay.
I'm a normal user here.
Most people. I think
apologies
about
that. But yeah, as you said, Inori, the FB were clicking, you know, taking down the clock, as it were, which you're probably not used to.
We definitely felt rushed in almost every play we made, you know, because we don't have the clock on our side. Like, we really had to force plays. It felt almost unnatural, but it was a lot of fun.
I was about to say that, yeah. Some of the scenarios that you and your medic and Benny were put in were, you know, were rushed, really. You know, you weren't up to the pace or you weren't expecting it, so to speak. FB weren't going to hang around, as it were.
Definitely.
What was the key factor, do you think, that just won it for Fafra Brigade? Because they only just won it with a possible cap on before all.
You know, we couldn't adjust early in the game. They were winning middle almost every point, and we went down 2-0 pretty quickly. I felt like we were always just playing catch-up. I think they just came out, you know, with guns blazing, and we just had to kind of get warmed up, hopefully. Or not hopefully, but we had to get warmed up a little bit. And, you know, I wish we had, like, a few more minutes on that map, because I think it could have possibly gone either way, I think. Or at least that's how I feel.
Hmm, interesting to see. Benny, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Hi.
Is Ari still here?
Yep.
We're still getting some people saying that they can't hear us for some reason. Is that because they're in their room, Ari?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, just to clear it up, if you're in a private room, you need to join the main channel now.
Indeed.
By the way, I have a quick question. Did you guys see any, like, differences between our style and the EU style? I thought they were kind of similar on Badlands for the most part.
There was one key thing, though, that was more advantageous towards EMG, you know, to you Americans than it was to the EU, which is, I said it to Torden and Dave, was the fact that you soldiers know how to rocket surf very, very, very well compared to the EU soldiers. The majority of EU soldiers do not know how to rocket surf and use the advantage of the walls and the floor, you know, to get to someone quick. And that's what I saw Mackie or Inori T doing every time. They would go off a wall to get the quickest possible, like, push, as it were, out of their rocket launcher just to get the medic Merlin. And obviously that leaves Fakir Brigade no chance to stop you unless they actually see you in advance. That's the only way they can stop you. And that played a key part on Granary, and I knew it would. And I was the only one out of the casters to shine here that predicted that EMG would win.
Good job.
Against... I predicted that EMG would win Granary just due to the fact that I know how the soldiers play, obviously, because I've played in TF2.pug.na. You know.
Well, that did make all the difference, really. Like, when you're in a 100 millisecond ping, by the time you notice someone jumping, he's already nearly there. They're really,
exactly.
Really fast compared to what we normally see in Europe.
Exactly. It made all the difference. And obviously, Mirrorlin going down means X-Fane and Leon and Looper and so on couldn't stay alive because they've got no one healing them. So that was the key thing. If you really wanted something out of that game, whoever asked that, I don't know who asked that. Was it Benny or...
Oh, that was me, Tyrone, yeah. Or Inori. Tyrone.
Yeah, that was the main thing that stood out between the soldiers, really. The Demoman play between Benny and Looper was pretty much the same. Obviously, it varied in different maps. Obviously, Looper on a... Badlands doing much better than on Granary. Benny doing well on Badlands as well, to be fair, but not as good as he did on Granary. I would have predicted as well. Benny would have done better, so that was very well played as well. Just a question to you, Benny, if you're there.
Yeah.
How did you find first of all the game on Badlands and the Granary?
Well, Badlands was really fast for me. Like, I don't know, it felt like I was always trying to catch up to... Okay, never mind. It was their scouts all over me at mid, and then the demo man was pretty fast, and he had sticks everywhere, and I felt like I was just dying pretty quick. Wasn't doing much on Badlands mid, I'll be honest. Then Granary I did a little bit more, except that one run where I got raped by a sticky really early, and... I don't know, I thought it was really fun. Pretty, like, I don't know, the clock was fast, and I don't know.
Yeah, well, quick pace. It's interesting you say that, because me, Dave, and Torden actually thought you did pretty well on Badlands, especially on middle, in terms of putting damage. You may have not killed a lot, but you did a lot of damage, which helped your scouts and soldiers to shine, which is what we expected to happen, because that's how it is usually with... Well, that's what I've seen as well in the American scene. Usually, the Demoman does some damage, for example, and then the soldiers go completely aggressive and clean up really, really well.
Yeah.
So I think I wouldn't be so hard on yourself, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm usually used to fighting the scouts there on Badlands mid, but I didn't really see much of them like early on. It was mostly just Looper up there, and then the scouts would flank me right after he hurt me, and I don't know, it's just a little bit. It was fun, you know?
Yeah, it was a good game. Just over to Fishu and X-Fane, are you there?
Hello, friends.
Sup?
Hello. First of all, congratulations. Well done on winning Badlands. Very intense, though, I must admit. Thank you for
it's
keeping us on our toes. Unlucky on Granary. For some reason, you didn't get the engine going. I don't know. What happened there?
Well, first of all, the soldier on middle was really annoying, like you already said. He flew up to our medic and took him down almost every single time. And sometimes we had some like an uber advantage, but we just didn't manage to keep everybody like on the same not focus. I mean, we split up.
Yeah,
the and died separately.
Yeah, no, you're right. The synchronization wasn't as good as it was on Badlands, for example.
It was a mess, basically, yeah.
In all honesty, maybe, yeah. But what X-Fan just said about the soldier going, you know, rocket surfing really quickly, going on the medic, which gave him no chance for the soldiers to save Merlin. I think it's a big thing, actually, for those that who have watched it, and I think there's well over 800 people who watch this, if not more.
1,100.
Impressive. But I think you're going to see clans now from whatever division, they're going to have one soldier try and mimic this off the Americans, which is really good to see, because we like to see different ideas. We see it from Hawk sometimes, we see it from Ollie, we see it from Darn. We've seen it, but we don't see it as good as, to be honest.
It's not a core element of the soldier gameplay.
No, of course
not. Where it does seem to be in the US.
But it helps.
Yeah, for US, it's definitely like hit and run, you know? You get in, get out if you can. Like, it's more of a berserk class. Like, we just, especially Mackie, it's just damage output and then compounding on the damage, you know?
So I'm not very good, and I can't aim very well, so I just bomb in on the medic every time.
It works, mate.
It works, to be honest, and it obviously crippled Fracker Brigade in terms of on Granary, especially.
Every time. It was so fucking annoying.
Every time. It called as well, like, guys. It's like a fucking soldier coming in.
One time when last we were defending, and we knew Mackie was coming in, and we said, like, the soldier's coming in from top. Yeah, yeah, he's coming from top. Everyone's spamming it, and then he's from the window, and he's on the pipe.
Oh, yeah.
He's gonna come for you, and then he killed me, and then it was just. Oh. That was
fun game there, guys. It was good playing you. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, yeah. It was really good to see. And I'm, you know what? I'm really glad there was a draw, because it keeps obviously all the pride and patriotism, as it were, at bay. And it means no one can say the Americans were better. I can say, and no one, you know, were better.
We got raped on Granny, to be honest.
Exactly. No. It was fair and fair, to be honest. I must admit, overall, if you're here in RIT, which I think you still are, we gave you man of the match just due to the facts of how you played Soldier and how much you killed.
Damage.
So well played. I think it was very annoying. I'm pretty sure Fracker Brigade when you were pushing sometimes aggressively. So well played. I haven't got any questions. Dave, have you got any questions you'd like to ask one of the players?
No, I think just say thank you for playing, you know, it's good.
I can see why Dave's got no questions to ask.
Oh, by the way, how's the ping for you guys for Fracker Brigade? Like, we noticed it's...
I think...
Was it doable?
For me and Fishu, I think it was fine. Fishu was on 150 ping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think our demo and Soldier weren't reading at least.
It's fine unless you use your shotgun. No.
Yeah.
No, it's the other way around. It's fine unless you use your rocket.
Forget about air shields, I think.
Yeah.
Or maybe get some lessons from Fragger or something.
That's just a weird thought.
But it was fun, though. I really enjoyed it, even though the pings, they really changed the game, because everything registers later. Like, you think you hit something, the hit sound doesn't come, and then just a moment later it does.
TF2 in slow-mo.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
Did you see anything different, like, spectator-wise? Like,
No, in terms of pace and so on and so forth, no, to be honest. It was exactly the same as if it was an EU game, to be honest, X-Fane. Obviously, in terms of aim, that was a bit less, but that was to be expected, obviously, because people are having to adapt. You know, when I say aim, I mean, like, air shots and so on. I saw you with a couple, to be fair, X-Fane on Granary hit some, but it's not easy hitting all of them when you're not used to that speed of the rocket coming out and so on. No, it was the same, to be honest.
I've got a question for FB. With the American soldiers jumping at you, did you consider using a heavy?
No, not at all.
No, we tried.
That's stupid, Torgan.
We tried switching to the left, though, and I guess that worked out one round as well, because he took out their demo, I think it was Benny. And then he could spam up some stickies up top at the soldier flying in.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I don't want to prolong this interview, but once again, thank you to Fracker Brigade and EMG for playing this grudge match, as it were. I'm glad that it ended up in a draw, to be honest, because both teams played very well, especially EMG on Granary and Fracker Brigade on Badlands. I'm looking forward to other teams.
Out of interest, I'm being told that already Darn, in a fit of Finnish rage, wants to redo the granary rape.
And they're actually at the server right now.
Yeah, he's put together a Finnish mix to play Complexity. So
he's drunk, man.
If you want to stick Big. Around,
drunk again.
We will not be casting that.
Well, no, speak for yourself. I'll do it, man.
I wouldn't listen.
I'm afraid I wouldn't allow you
because it's your server. I'm sorry.
I meant to Dave, not to you, X-Fan.
That's wrapped us up.
Why would you allow
stay,
me? Right?
I'll stay if you want, Dave.
Yes, me and Tori.
Anyway.
Finally get rid of fight. Anyway. Thank you.
Thanks again to both teams. Thanks to Inori Tibni and... who was the other person that joined? Mackie as well. Mackie, well, actually, just before you do leave, audience, as it were, it was Mackie. For those who didn't notice, Mackie was using gunboats. But we're using it for all the match.
We didn't realise that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he,
wow,
he had
that
no shotgun.
That explains a lot.
This is what I'm trying to say. The Americans, I must admit, are very... they'd like to explore each, you know, every other weapon, as it were, available. And obviously gunboats making a difference there.
It explains a lot, because when I did hit him, I after two rocket jumps, you would expect that he would die, but he didn't.
Well, in Minecraft 12, the gunboats are not allowed.
Obviously, not allowed.
I wasn't expecting it. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, cool. I know. Cool. But it's, you know, it wouldn't have seemed to be a problem to rectify, but obviously explains, you know, something as to
smart.
Why you saw it. Yeah, of course, it's smart play, so I decided to mention that. While Mackie was here, so well played to you again, Mackie, and well played to EMG and Fast Brigade. Thank you for joining us, all of however many people joined us. Ari, do you have a stat for that? Or?
Yeah, there were 1,150 people on the STV and 500 on the Mumble.
Wow. Good job. All-time record. Jeez.
Nice. Wow.
That's impressive. Well, thank you very much again for joining us, EMG and Fakir Brigade. Thank you for the game and entertaining us.
Thank you guys so much, too.
There is this game going down, man.
Go cast it. Come on.
Go cast it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's
let's
like
do it, bye.
Complexity with JB and Lopert.
I'm more than happy to take over, bye, in terms of first person, so...
Please, bye, stay.
Please, man.
Please, stay.
What did you say, Fishy, sorry?
I said, please stay, I'm begging him to not go.
Let's keep bashing the FB, sir.
Okay. If we have a Source TV up...
You do.
It's the same.
It's the
same,
is it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
they're going.
Can I join in?
Swine. join the troops.
Let's sort this out.
Let me just sort out the casters. Just a minute, guys. If I'm just going to unlink for 1 minute or two, and we will be back on air, as it were. Shortly.
We'll be back on in 2 minutes.
Okay, just stay on if you'd like to. In fact, Dave, can you go on IRC and ETF2 and just do a quick post?
I'm in game watching it right now.
You need to go into the caster channel, guys.